The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Zechariah, Chapter 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Yahweh was wroth over your fathers with great wrath. Now you will say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Return to me, Avering is Yahweh of hosts, and I shall return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. You must not become like your fathers, to whom the former prophets called, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Do return from your evil ways and from your evil actions. Yet they hearkened not, and they attended not to me, Avering is Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, are they living for the eon? Yea, my words and my statutes, which I instructed my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? Then they turned back and said, Just as Yahweh of hosts has planned to do to us, as fits our ways and our actions, so he does with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, it is the month Shabbat, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and he was standing between two myrtles which were in the shadowy deep, and behind him were horses, red, sorrel, and white. Then I said, What are these, my lord? And the messenger who was speaking with me said to me, I shall show you what these are. And the man standing between the myrtles answered, saying, These are those whom Yahweh sends to walk in the earth. Thus they responded to the messenger of Yahweh standing between the myrtles, saying, We have walked through the earth, and behold, all the earth is sitting and is quiet. Then the messenger of Yahweh answered, saying, Yahweh of hosts, how long shall you not have compassion on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, which you have menaced these 70 years? So Yahweh answered the messenger who was speaking with me, with good words, comforting words. And the messenger who was speaking with me said to me, Call out, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, and with great wrath am I wroth over the nations that are self-satisfied. When I was a little wroth, then they helped forward the evil. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I return to Jerusalem with compassions. My house shall be built in it, Avering is Yahweh of hosts, and a measuring tape shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again call out, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, My city shall again spread over with good, and Yahweh will comfort Zion further, and he will still choose Jerusalem. Then I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the messenger who was speaking with me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns which winnowed Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then Yahweh showed me four artificers, and I said, What are these coming to do? And he answered, saying, These are the horns which winnowed Judah to the extent that a man does not lift up his head. Yet these are coming to cause them to tremble, to throw off the horns of the nations which are lifting up a horn against the land of Judah to winnow it. Chapter 2. Then I lifted my eyes, and I saw, behold, a man, and in his hand a measuring line. And I said, Whither are you going? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is her width and what is her length. And behold, the messenger who was speaking with me came forth, and another messenger came forth to meet him. And he said to him, Run, speak to this youth, saying, Like unwalled villages shall Jerusalem dwell, because of the multitude of humans and beasts in her midst. And I shall become for her, Avering is Yahweh, a wall of fire round about. And I shall become for glory in her midst. Woe, woe, flee also from the land of the north, Avering is Yahweh. For as the four winds of the heavens have I spread you, Avering is Yahweh. Woe, Zion, escape, you dwellers with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, who sends me after the glory, to the nations who were looting you. For he who is touching you is touching the apple of my eye. For behold me waving my hand over them, and they will become loot for their servants. Then you will know that Yahweh of hosts, he sent me. Be jubilant and rejoice, daughter of Zion. For behold me coming, and I will tabernacle in your midst, Avering is Yahweh. And many nations will be allied to Yahweh in that day, and they become my people. When I tabernacle in your midst, then you will know that Yahweh of hosts, he sent me to you. And Yahweh has allotted to Judah his portion on the holy ground, and he still chooses Jerusalem. Be quelled, all flesh, in view of Yahweh, for he is roused from his holy habitation. Chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the great priest, standing before the messenger of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right, to be his adversary. And Yahweh said to Satan, Yahweh is rebuking you, Satan. Yahweh, who is choosing Jerusalem, is rebuking you. Is not this wooden poker being rescued from the fire? Yet Joshua was clothed in filthy garments and was standing before the messenger. And he answered and spoke to those standing before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And he said to him, See, I cause your depravity to pass from you and will clothe you with fine outfits. And I said, Let them place a clean turban on his head. So they placed the clean turban on his head and clothed him in garments. And the messenger of Yahweh was standing by. Then the messenger of Yahweh testified to Joshua, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Should you be going in my ways, and should you be keeping my charge, then indeed you shall adjudicate over my house, and moreover, you shall keep my courts, and I will give to you access among those who are standing by. Hear now, Joshua, the great priest, you and your associates, who are sitting before you, for men of a miracle are they. For behold me bringing my servant, the sprout. For behold the stone which I bestow before Joshua. On one stone are seven facets. Behold me engraving its engraving, Avering is Yahweh of hosts, and I will remove the depravity of that land in one day. In that day, Avering is Yahweh of hosts, you shall invite each man his associate to come under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. Then the messenger who was speaking with me returned, and he roused me as a man who is being roused from his sleep. And he said to me, What are you seeing? And I said, I see, and behold, a lampstand, all of it of gold, and a globe on its top, and seven lamps on it, and seven pipes for the seven lamps which are on its top. And two olive trees are over it, one on the right of the globe, and one on its left. And I answered and said to the messenger who was speaking with me, saying, What are these, my lord? And the messenger who was speaking with me answered and said to me, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my lord. And he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by valor nor by vigor, but rather by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. What are you, great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you are to be a level plain, and he will bring forth the headstone amid thunderous tumults. Grace, grace to it. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel, they laid the foundation of this house, and his hands they shall complete it. Then you will know that Yahweh of hosts, he sent me to you. For who despises the day of small things? And they will rejoice and see the stone plumb in the hand of Zerubbabel. These seven are the eyes of Yahweh. They are going to and fro in the entire land. Then I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left? And I answered a second time and said to him, What are the two olive limbs which by means of the two golden conduits are emptying the golden oil from above them? And he spoke to me, saying, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my lord. And he said, These are the two sons of clarified oil who are standing by the Lord of the entire earth. Chapter 5. Then I turned about, and I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, What are you seeing? And I said, I am seeing a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its width is 10 cubits. And he said to me, This is the execration which is going forth over the surface of the entire land. For every thief according to it on this side will be avenged, and everyone who swears falsely according to it on that side will be avenged. I will bring it forth. Avering is Yahweh of hosts, and it will enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him who swears in my name falsely, and it will lodge in the midst of his house and consume it, both its timbers and its stones. Then the messenger who was speaking with me came forth and said to me, Lift your eyes up, I pray, and see what this is that is going forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah that is going forth. And he said, This is their depravity in the entire earth. And behold, the covering disk of lead was lifted up, and there was this woman, one sitting in the midst of the ephah. And he said, This woman is wickedness. And he flung her back into the midst of the ephah, and he flung the stone of lead down on its mouth. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, two women went forth, and the wind was in their wings. And they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heavens. And I said to the messenger who was speaking with me, "Whither are they causing the ephah to go?" And he said to me, "To build a house for it in the land of Shinar, and it will be set and left there on its base." Chapter 6. Then I turned about, and I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots going forth from between two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of copper. For the first chariot were red horses, and for the second chariot were dusky horses, and for the third chariot were white horses, and for the fourth chariot were dappled, resolute horses. And I answered and said to the messenger who was speaking with me, "What are these, my lord?" And the messenger answered and said to me, "These are the four spirits of the heavens going forth from stationing themselves before the Lord of the entire earth. The dusky horses which are in it are going forth to the land of the north, and the white go forth after them, and the dappled go forth to the land of the south. And the resolute went forth, and they were seeking to go to walk about the earth. And he said, 'Go, walk about the earth.' So they walked about the earth. And he cried out to me and spoke to me, saying, 'See, those going forth to the land of the north cause my spirit to rest in the land of the north.' Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 'Take from the deportation, from Heldai, and from Tobijah, and from Jediah, who came from Babylon. And you will come on that day and enter the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. And you will take silver and gold and make tiered crowns and place them on the head of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the great priest. And you will speak to him, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, Behold the man, Sprout is his name. And from his place he shall sprout, and he will build the temple of Yahweh. Even he shall build the temple of Yahweh, and he shall bear the splendor. And he will sit and rule on his throne, and he will come to be priest on his throne. And the council of peace, it shall come to be between the two of them. And the tiered crowns shall come to be for Heldai, and for Tobijah, and for Jediah, and for Hen, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of Yahweh. And those afar, they shall come, and they will help build the temple of Yahweh. Then you will know that Yahweh of hosts, he sent me to you. And it will come to be, if you hearken, yea, hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim." Chapter 7. And it came in the fourth year of Darius the king, that the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah in the fourth of the ninth month, in Kislev. And Bethel sent Sharezer and Regem-Melech and his men to beseech the face of Yahweh, to say to the priests who were in the house of Yahweh of hosts, and to the prophets, saying, "Shall I lament in the fifth month and sequester myself, just as I have done this how many years?" Then the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, "Speak to all the people of the land, and to the priests, saying, When you fasted and bewailed in the fifth and in the seventh months, even this 70 years did you fast, yea, fast to me, indeed to me. And when you were eating, and when you were drinking, were you not the eaters, and you the drinkers? Are these not the words which Yahweh proclaimed by means of the former prophets, when Jerusalem came to be indwelt and at ease, and her cities round about her, and the Negeb and the lowland were indwelt? Then the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, Judge with true judgment, and show kindness and compassion, each man with his brother, and do not exploit the widow or the orphan, the sojourner or the humbled one. And do not devise evil, each man against his brother, in your heart. Yet they refused to attend, and they turned a stubborn shoulder, and they made their ears heavy against hearing, and they made their hearts like corundum against hearing the law, and the words which Yahweh of hosts sent by his Spirit, by means of the former prophets. So great wrath came from Yahweh of hosts, and it came to be, just as he called, and they would not hear, so let them call, and I shall not hear, says Yahweh of hosts. And I tossed them with a tempest among all the nations whom they did not know. And the land, it was made desolate after them, free from anyone passing or returning, for they made the coveted land a desolation. Chapter 8. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and with great fury am I jealous for her. Thus says Yahweh, I will return to Zion, and I will tabernacle in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, old men and old women shall yet sit in the squares of Jerusalem, and each man with his support staff in his hand because of many days. And the squares of the city, they shall be filled with boys and girls sporting in its squares. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in those days, shall it also be marvelous in my eyes? Averying is Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold me saving my people from the east country and from the land of the setting of the sun. And I will bring them, and they will tabernacle in the midst of Jerusalem, and they will become mine for a people, and I shall become theirs for an Elohim in truth and in righteousness. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, your hands shall be steadfast. You who have been hearing these words in these days from the mouth of the prophets, who were in the day the house of Yahweh of hosts was founded, when the temple was to be built. For before those days when there was no hire for the human, and there was no hire for the beast, nor for the one going forth, nor for the one entering, there was no peace from the foe, and I was sending off every human, each against his associate. Yet now I will be to the remnant of this people, not as in the former days, evering is Yahweh of hosts. For this is the sowing of peace, the vine it shall give its fruit, and the land it shall give its crop, and the heavens, they shall give their night mist, and I will allot to the remnant of this people all these. And it will come to be, just as you were a malediction among the nations, house of Judah and house of Israel, so I shall save you, and you will become a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be steadfast. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, just as I planned to do evil to you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I did not regret, so I reverse what I planned in these days to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear, these are the things which you shall do. Speak truth each man with his associate, truth in the judgment of peace, judge in your gateways, and each man, do not devise evil to your associate in your heart, and a false oath do not love. For all these I hate, averring is Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth month, and the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth month shall become to the house of Judah elation and rejoicing and cheerful appointed festivals. Hence love, truth, and peace. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, still it shall be that many people shall come, and the dwellers of many cities. And the dwellers of one city will go to another, saying, let us go, yea, go to beseech the face of Yahweh, and to seek Yahweh of hosts. I am going, even I. And many peoples and staunch nations will come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to beseech the face of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, in those days 10 men from all the languages of the nations shall take fast hold, and they will take fast hold of the hem of a man, a Jew, saying, let us go with you, for we hear that Elohim is with you. Chapter 9. The load of the word of Yahweh. In the land of Hadrach and Damascus is its resting place, for toward Yahweh is the eye of humanity, and of all the tribes of Israel, and Hamath also, which is bounded along it, Tyre and Sidon, though they are exceedingly wise. Tyre is building a siege defense for herself, and is heaping up silver like soil, and fine gold like the mud of the streets. Behold, my Lord, he shall evict her, and he will smite her estate in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ashkelon shall see it in fear, and Gaza, it also shall travail exceedingly. And Ekron for her fond hope will be put to shame, and the king will perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon, it shall not be indwelt. A bastard people will dwell in Ashdod, and I will cut off the pride of the Philistines, and I will take away his blood from his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth. Yet he that remains, moreover, shall be for our Elohim, and he will come to be like a mentor in Judah, and Ekron like a Jebusite, and I will encamp at my house as a detachment against those passing and returning. The taskmaster shall never pass upon them again, for now I keep watch with my own eyes. Exult exceedingly, daughter of Zion. Raise a joyful shout, daughter of Jerusalem. Behold your king, he shall come to you. Righteous and bringing salvation is he, humble and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a Jenny. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be cut off, and he will speak peace to the nations. And his rule will be from sea unto sea, and from the stream unto the limits of the earth. Moreover, you, by the blood of your covenant, I send your prisoners away from a cistern without water in it. Return to the fortress, prisoners of expectation. Moreover, today, I am telling, I shall restore double to you. For I bend Judah for myself, I fill the bow with Ephraim, and I will brandish your sons, Zion, over your sons, Javan, and make you as the sword of a master of war. Then Yahweh, he shall appear over them, and his arrow will go forth like lightning. And my Lord Yahweh, he shall blow the trumpet, and he will march in the tempests of the south. Yahweh of hosts, he shall protect them, and they will devour, and they will subdue the slinger of stones, and they will drink, they will clamor as from wine, and they will be full like a sprinkling bowl, like the corner posts of the altar. And Yahweh their Elohim will save them in that day, as the flock of his people. For they shall be the stones of an insignia, waved as a banner over his ground. For how good is he, and how lovely is he! Grain for the choice young men, and grape juice shall he produce for the virgins. Chapter 10. Ask from Yahweh rain in the season of the former rain and the latter rain. Yahweh is making the storm clouds, and a downpour of rain shall he give to them, to each man herbage in the field. Because the household idols, they speak lawlessness, and the diviners, they perceive a falsehood, and dreams of futility are they speaking. With vanity they are comforting, therefore they journey about like a flock. They are humbled, for there is no shepherd. Against the shepherds my anger is hot, and on the he-goats I shall visit punishment. For Yahweh of hosts will note his drove, the house of Judah, and he will make them like his splendid horse in the battle. From him is the cornerstone, from him is the peg, from him is the battle bow. From him shall every taskmaster go forth together, and they will become like masters of war, trampling in the mud of the streets, in the battle, and they will fight, for Yahweh is with them, and the riders of horses will be put to shame. And I will give mastery to the house of Judah, and the house of Joseph shall I save. And I will make them dwell securely, for I have compassion on them, and they will come to be as if I had not cast them off. For I am Yahweh their Elohim, and I shall respond to them. Then Ephraim will become as a master, and their heart will rejoice as with wine, and their sons they shall see, and they will rejoice. Their heart shall exult in Yahweh. I shall hiss for them and convene them, for I ransom them, and they will be many just as they were many. And I shall sow them among the peoples, yet in the far places they shall remember me. And they will revive with their sons and return. I will restore them from the land of Egypt, and from Assyria I shall convene them. And to the land of Gilead and Lebanon I shall bring them, yet not enough room shall be found for them. He passes in the sea of distress, and he smites the billows in the sea, and all the shadowy depths of the waterway will be dried up. The pride of Assyria will be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt, it shall be taken away. And I will give them mastery in Yahweh, and in his name shall they walk, averring as Yahweh. Chapter 11, open your double doors, Lebanon, and the fire shall devour among your cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar falls, when the noble ones, they are devastated. Howl, oaks of Bashan, for the defended wildwood comes down. Hark, the howling of the shepherds, for their nobility is devastated. Hark, the roaring of sheltered lions, for the jungle of the Jordan is devastated. Thus says Yahweh, my Elohim, graze the flock for the killing, whose buyers they shall kill, yet they shall not be guilty. And their sellers they shall say, blessed is Yahweh, I shall be rich. Their own shepherds, they are not sparing them. Indeed, I shall no longer spare the dwellers of the land, averring is Yahweh. Behold, I will cause the humans to be found, each in the hand of his associate and in the hand of his king. And they will pound the land to pieces, yet I shall not rescue from their hand. So I am grazing the flock for the killing, for the traffickers of the flock. And I am taking for myself two staves, one I call pleasantness, and the other I call pledgers. So I am grazing the flock, and I am suppressing three shepherds in 1 month. Yet my soul is impatient with them, and also their soul is nauseated with me. Then I am saying, I shall not graze you. The dying shall die, and the suppressed shall be suppressed, and the remainder shall eat, each one, of the flesh of her associate. Then I am taking my stave, pleasantness, and am hacking it to pieces, to annul my covenant, which I contracted with all the peoples. And it is being annulled in that day. And the traffickers of the flock, who are observing me, know that it is the word of Yahweh. And I am saying to them, if it is good in your eyes, grant my hire, and if not, forbear. And they are weighing my hire, 30 silver pieces. Then Yahweh is saying to me, fling it to the minter, the noble esteem with which I am esteemed by them. So I am taking the 30 silver pieces and am flinging them to the minter in the house of Yahweh. And I am hacking to pieces the second stave, pledgers, to annul the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. Then Yahweh is saying to me, again, take to yourself the implement of a foolish shepherd. For behold, I am raising up a shepherd in the land. The suppressed he shall not visit, the roving he shall not seek, and the broken he shall not heal, that which stands upright he shall not sustain. Yet the flesh of the plump he shall eat, even their hoofs he shall tear off. Woe to the useless shepherd, forsaker of the flock! A sword shall fall on his arm and on his right eye. His arm shall be dried up, ye dried up, and his right eye it shall be dimmed, ye dimmed. Chapter 12. The load of the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. Averring is Yahweh, the one stretching out the heavens, and founding the earth, and forming the spirit of the human within him. Behold, I am making Jerusalem a threshold of shivering to all the peoples round about. And also concerning Judah, it shall be caught in the siege against Jerusalem. And it will come to be in that day, I shall make Jerusalem a stone, a lading for all the peoples. All laden with it, they shall be lacerated, yea, lacerated, and all the nations of the earth shall be gathered against it. In that day, Averring is Yahweh, I shall smite every horse with derangement, and his rider with madness. Yet over the house of Judah I shall unclose my eyes, when I smite every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the mentors of Judah will say in their heart, the dwellers of Jerusalem are resoluteness to me in Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In that day I shall make the mentors of Judah like a chafing pan of fire among sticks, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they will devour all the peoples round about, on the right and on the left. And Jerusalem will still dwell in her place in Jerusalem. Yahweh will save the tents of Judah first, so that the beauty of the house of David and the beauty of the dwellers of Jerusalem may not be magnified over Judah. In that day Yahweh shall be a protection about the dwellers of Jerusalem, and the unsteady one among them in that day will become like David, and the house of David like Elohim, like the messenger of Yahweh before them. And it will come to be in that day, I shall seek to exterminate all the nations coming against Jerusalem. Yet I will pour out on the house of David and on the dwellers of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplications. And they will look to him whom they stabbed, and they will wail over him as the wailing for an only son. And they will grieve bitterly over him as one grieving bitterly over a firstborn. In that day the wailing shall be great in Jerusalem, like the wailing of Hadad Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land will bewail, family by family alone, the family of the house of David alone, and their wives alone, the family of the house of Nathan alone, and their wives alone, the family of the house of Levi alone, and their wives alone, the family of Shimei alone, and their wives alone, all the families that remain family by family alone, and their wives alone. Chapter 13. In that day there shall come to be a fountain opened for the house of David, and for the dwellers of Jerusalem, for sin and for impurity. And it will come to be in that day, Averring is Yahweh of hosts, I shall cut off the names of fetishes from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. And moreover, I shall cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to pass from the land. And it will come to be, in case a man is prophesying still, then his father and his mother, those giving him birth, will say to him, you shall not live, for you speak falsehood in the name of Yahweh. And his father and his mother, those giving him birth, shall stab him when he prophesies. And it will come to be in that day that the prophets shall be ashamed, each because of his vision, when he prophesies. And they will not put on a hairy mantle in order to dissimulate. and he will say, I am not a prophet. I am a man serving the ground for human service. It has owned me from my youth. And one will say to him, what are these smitings between your hands? Then he will say, here I was smitten in the house of those in friendship with me. Sword, rouse against my shepherd, and against the master, my companion. Avering is Yahweh of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the flock is scattering. And I restore my hand on the inferior ones. And it will come to be that in all the land, Avering is Yahweh. Two divisions in it shall be cut off and shall decease. Yet the third shall be left in it, and I will bring the third into the fire. And I will refine them as silver is refined. And I will test them as gold is tested. It shall call in my name, and I shall answer it. I will say, my people is it. And it will say, Yahweh is my Elohim. Chapter 14. Behold, a day is coming for Yahweh, and your loot will be apportioned among you. Yet I will gather all nations to Jerusalem for battle, and the city will be seized, and the houses rifled, and the women they shall be ravished, and half the city will go forth into deportation. Yet the rest of my people, they shall not be cut off from the city. Then Yahweh will go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fights in a day of attack. And his feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, which is adjoining Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will be rent in half from east and to west by a very great ravine. And half of the mountain will remove northward, and half of it southward. And the ravine of my mountains will be stopped up, for the ravine of the mountains shall touch to Azel. And it will be stopped up, just as it was stopped up from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And Yahweh my Elohim will come, and all the holy ones with him. And it will come to be in that day that no light shall come. The precious orbs, they shall be congealed. And one day will come, it shall be known to Yahweh, not day and not night. And it will come that at eventide there shall come light. And it will come to be in that day that living waters shall flow forth from Jerusalem, half of them to the eastern sea and half of them to the western sea. In summer and in winter shall it continue. Then Yahweh will come to be king over the entire earth. In that day Yahweh shall come to be one, and his name one. All the land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, shall become round about as the Arabah. Yet it will remain high and dwell in its place, from the gate of Benjamin unto the place of the first gate, unto the gate of the corners, and from the tower of Hananel unto the king's winnavats. And the people will dwell in it, and there shall be no more doom, and Jerusalem will dwell in serenity. And this shall come to be the stroke with which Yahweh shall strike all the peoples who rallied their hosts against Jerusalem. Their flesh will putrefy while they are standing on their feet, and their eyes they shall be putrefied in their holes, and their tongue it shall be putrefied in their mouths. And it will come to be in that day, much discomfiture shall come among them from Yahweh. And they will take fast hold, each on the hand of his associate. Yet his hand will come up against the hand of his associate. And moreover, Judah, she shall fight in Jerusalem, and the estate of all the nations round about will be gathered, gold and silver and garments exceedingly much. And so the stroke shall fall on the horse, the mule, the camel, and the donkey, and all the beasts which shall come to be in these camps like this stroke. And it will come to be that everyone left of all the nations coming against Jerusalem, they will also go up, as often as year by year, to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, and to celebrate the festival of booths. And it will come, whoever shall not go up from the families of the earth to Jerusalem to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, then the downpour shall not come on them. And if a family of Egypt shall not go up and will not come, then it will not be on them. There shall come the stroke with which Yahweh shall strike the nations, which will not go up to celebrate the festival of booths. This shall be the sin of Egypt, and the sin of all the nations, which will not go up to celebrate the festival of booths. In that day there shall be on the horse shades, holy to Yahweh, and the pots in the house of Yahweh will be like the sprinkling bowls before the altar. And every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah will come to be holy to Yahweh of hosts. And all who are sacrificing will come and take of them and cook in them. And no longer shall there be a trafficker in the house of Yahweh of hosts in that day.